This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Pregnant hero wife.
How she saved her husband from a shark attack.
Then he said what?
What the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a...
And
America reacts to the Breonna Taylor announcement.
And as more Americans drive to work due to the pandemic, what's happening when you bring your car in for service? The Inside Edition Hidden Camera Investigation.
We put one right here inside the car.
Under the car.
Under the hood.
Are you getting what you pay for?
It's right there is our Inside Edition logo.
And Cardi B controversy.
Move your vehicle out of here.
How these people say Cardi B shamed them.
My reputation is destroyed.
Then.
The number four.
TikTok teachers. The extraordinary ways teachers are keeping kids engaged during remote learning.
Oh, I've seen so many hands on heads.
Plus.
What the heck is that for?
The little things in life you've always wondered about.
If that wasn't there, the milk would explode.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. One of the three police officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor was indicted today for wanton endangerment. The charges come nearly 6 months after Taylor was killed while police executed a no-knock warrant. And after this summer of unrest, there was so much concern about possible reaction that Louisville has been placed under a state of emergency.
Only one cop involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor is being charged with a crime. The grand jury's decision is likely to further fuel protests sweeping America. Former Detective Brett Hankinson was charged with three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment, so not murder or manslaughter, as Breonna Taylor's family demanded. Two other cops who were there that night were not indicted. The family's attorney, Ben Crump, called the decision outrageous and offensive. The announcement was made as a large crowd gathered in downtown Louisville. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron.
Celebrities, influencers, and activists who, having never lived in Kentucky, will try to tell us how to feel, suggesting they understand the facts of this case and that they know our community and the Commonwealth better than we do. But they don't.
Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly, a police officer wounded in the shooting by Breonna's boyfriend, spoke out just hours before the grand jury decision came down. I know we did the legal, moral, and ethical thing that night. It's sad how the good guys are demonized and the criminals are canonized. The mayor declared a state of emergency. Police imposed a curfew. Windows in downtown are boarded up. So is the federal courthouse. All police leave has been canceled. Barricades blocked downtown streets. Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old emergency room technician, was shot and killed in March as police executed a no-knock search warrant at her apartment. Her boyfriend, Kenneth Taylor, says he fired one shot thinking the cops were intruders. Police officers say they returned fire.
I don't know what's happening. Somebody kicked in the door and shot my girlfriend.
We need SWAT up here now.
Breonna Taylor's name has become a rallying cry for racial justice across America.
Please continue to say her name, Breonna Taylor.
Watchmen star Regina King wore a Breonna Taylor t-shirt for the Emmys. Naomi Osaka wore a mask with Breonna's name at the U.S. Open. She was on the cover of September's Vanity Fair magazine. And Oprah commissioned 26 billboards calling for the police to be charged, one for each year of Brianna's life. Her family recently reached a $12 million wrongful death settlement with the city.
If found guilty on all three counts, the officer charged could face as much as 15 years behind bars. This woman's being called a hero today. She's been credited with saving her husband from a vicious shark, and she's pregnant. Just as soon as she saw blood, she didn't think twice about jumping into the water. Jim Murray explains what happened next.
911, where is your emergency?
Desperate cries for help as a pregnant wife bravely leaps into the ocean to save her husband from a shark. 30-year-old Andrew Eddy and his wife Margot were vacationing in the Florida Keys with other family members when disaster struck.
We're out of sea, Tim. Where am I? Out of my son. I just got bit by a shark in the shoulder. We need help immediately.
Authorities say Andrew Eddy was snorkeling for just a few moments when he was attacked by a 10-foot-long bull shark. His pregnant wife is being hailed as a hero for risking her life by jumping into the water.
He just started punching and punching and punching on the shark, trying to get it off him. The wife, who's pregnant, and a friend immediately jumped in and ran, swam to him, and helped get him back to the boat.
Hello, this is an emergency. We're in the middle of the ocean. Please send emergency help.
Is there any way you can bring him in?
No, there's no way we can bring him in. It's a 4-mile drive.
Is the bleeding controlled right now?
The bleeding is somewhat controlled. Basically, a big chunk taken out of his shoulder.
This bull shark immediately came over his right shoulder and just clamped down on his right shoulder and then started shaking him violently. Took him down underwater.
Video from the Atlanta couple's fairy tale wedding shows beautiful newlyweds very much in love. Now their bond is even stronger after a wife risked it all to save her husband.
Incredible. Andrew was airlifted to a hospital in Miami. He is expected to survive, but they say he'll have a long road ahead. Wearing a mask and maintaining distance is about the only thing anyone can do right now to stop the spread of COVID-19. Yet on the same day that America tallied its 200,000th COVID victim, President Trump ridiculed Joe Biden for wearing a mask. This comes as the presidential election is now just 41 days away.
Did Trump go too far this time?
He comes up with a mask. He's like 100 yards from the nearest human being. He's got a mask.
Relentlessly mocking Joe Biden.
I mean, honestly, what the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Seriously.
His audience roared with laughter as they stood packed tightly together at Pittsburgh International Airport.
I wonder, in the debate, it'll be him and I on the stage. Is he going to walk in with a mask?
Trump ridiculed mask wearing on the day the nation hit a grim milestone. 200,000 Americans dead from COVID-19. Two of Ivanka Trump's children joined the president at the rally, running up for hugs from grandpa as he left the stage. The latest polls show the race for the White House is tightening. Trump and Biden are in a statistical tie in the key battleground states of Florida and Arizona. But a key endorsement may help Biden in Arizona from Cindy McCain, the widow of Trump nemesis John McCain.
I want a president who has my back, a president that will respect our troops, and a president that is willing to listen and talk to both sides.
She says it'll be the first time she's ever voted for a Democrat. The president tweeted, Cindy can have Sleepy Joe. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are also weighing in on the election today.
Every 4 years, we are told the same thing, that this is the most important election of our lifetime. But this one is.
They spoke out on a video for Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2020 issue, which features Dr. Anthony Fauci on the cover.
When we vote, our values are put into action and our voices are heard. Your voice is a reminder that you matter, because you do, and you deserve to be heard.
They didn't come right out and endorse Biden, but Megan is known to dislike Trump. And with fears of a second COVID-19 wave looming, many colleges are doing away with spring break 2021. Several top universities, including Carnegie Mellon, Purdue University, Ohio State University, the University of Iowa, and the University of Michigan, are taking no chances, rearranging their calendars to cut out spring break week entirely.
This week, the FDA is expected to issue new, tougher guidelines for the emergency authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine. The aim is to assure the public that it will be safe and effective. It is unlikely that any vaccine will be ready by Election Day. It was a serious allegation from Cardi B, claiming that her sister was harassed at a beach by, in her words, racist MAGA supporters. Well, now the people that she called out are hitting back with a lawsuit. They say the rapper defamed them.
Super hot singer Cardi B finds herself in hot water over a video she posted showing a nasty confrontation between her sister and three strangers on a beach. A lawsuit alleges the star defamed the trio when she posted the video to her 14 million followers.
My reputation is destroyed by what they did, by putting everything out there in social media with millions of views.
It started when Peter Caliendo, his wife Pauline, and their friend Manuel Alarcon were enjoying Labor Day weekend on a beach in Long Island. They say Cardi's sister Hennessy and her girlfriend, model Michelle Diaz, pulled up and parked right where they were sitting, blocking their cars.
Move your vehicle out. We were trying to tell her, you got to move. You can't stay here. You're blocking a vehicle. You got to go. Next thing we knew, it was like a tornado came in.
Don't ever come to a female pressing her while I'm not here.
I'm near you.
I said, get your camera away from his face.
We were in shock. It happened so fast.
Alarcon wore a Make America Great Again cap, and he says that seemed to fuel the fire.
She came running over, and the first thing she was yelling, besides obscenities, was, look at all this Trump stuff. Look at all this Trump stuff. I can't explain how having my picture go around the world with a MAGA hat on saying that I'm racist when I'm like half Latino.
You said I'm going to get my people and come after you.
They also claim the video Cardi posted was edited to make them look bad. The friends had no idea they were arguing with Cardi B's sister until the rap star tweeted the video. My sister can't go to the beach in the Hamptons without Trump supporters harassing because they were by themselves. And Santa Claus was harassing my sister's girlfriend all because they are an Afro-Hispanic gay couple.
I'm not going to take this sitting down.
The lawsuit asked for $20 million. Our request to Cardi B for comment have not been returned. With many schools still closed, remote learning is having its own set of challenges. So a number of teachers are thinking outside the box to try to make virtual learning more appealing to their students.
Teachers are taking extraordinary steps to engage their students this year as schools turn to remote learning.
The number four. Oh, I see Brynn is holding up two. And two, that will also make four.
Teachers like Mackenzie are being praised across the USA for posting videos on social media to show the creative ways they're educating kids.
A lot of enthusiasm and big smiles and big gestures. Go big or go home, especially on virtual.
Arielle Fodor teaches kindergarten in Los Angeles and incorporates games into her classes.
This game is called Magic Rocks.
It's really about making sure that they're engaged and that they don't feel like learning is boring.
Give me a double thumbs up if you're ready.
Garrett Talcott conducts classes from his kitchen. The lesson plan is propped on the stove and he uses handmade flashcards and makes funny noises to keep the kids laughing.
Yes! Woo!
Woo! How hard is it to be a remote teacher?
It is probably one of the hardest things that I've ever done.
You're doing your best though.
Absolutely. I come with a smile on because I have students that are looking for the best day ever.
America is taking notice. Actress Elizabeth Banks tweeted, bless you teachers, one and all. Chrissy Teigen posted, love teachers so much.
All of these teachers are going above and beyond, but concern is growing that remote learning just isn't in the same league as in-person instruction.
Truancy is a real problem. In some remote learning classes, fewer than half of students were in attendance. Justin Reich has been studying remote learning during the pandemic at MIT.
A number of students, they don't have great technology access or great broadband access, so they don't have a way to connect to the internet or they don't have a computer to connect with. In some cases, as adults across the United States have lost their jobs, high school age students are stepping in to fill those roles and they're working shifts during the day to be able to make sure that they can feed their families and pay rent.
But it's devoted teachers like these who will continue to keep kids interested in learning, no matter the circumstances.
Oh, I see. Brynn is holding up too.
Got three generations of teachers in my family, and boy, do we salute them. This was the scene today in Washington, D.C., as the body of Ruth Bader Ginsburg was carried up the Supreme Court steps. Her body will lie in repose there until she's afforded the honor of lying in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday. President Trump and the First Lady are expected to pay their respects tomorrow.
Next, as more Americans drive to work due to the pandemic, what's happening when you bring your car in for service? The Inside Edition Hidden Camera Investigation.
We put one right here, under the car,
under the hood.
Are you getting what you pay for?
Right there is our Inside Edition logo.
Plus,
what the heck is that for?
The little things in life you've always wondered about.
If that wasn't there, the milk would explode.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
As more people return to work, many who used to take public transportation are more comfortable commuting in their own cars. But that extra wear and tear means it's critical to keep your vehicle maintained. So what happens when you leave your car at the repair shop? Les Trent has our hidden camera investigation.
With so many commuters weary of mass transit in the wake of COVID-19, millions of Americans are commuting by car. That means a lot of drivers are flocking to repair shops for basic services like an oil change. But are you getting what you pay for? And what precautions are they taking in the age of COVID-19?
To find out, we rigged an SUV with hidden cameras. We put one right here inside the car.
Under the car.
Under the hood.
We even placed an Inside Edition sticker on the oil filter to see if it was changed.
Then our producer, Sarah, took the car to service stations throughout New York.
Hi there. I need to get an oil change.
And experts say what we found is troubling. Major chains like Meineke say they're committed to keeping you safe and taking enhanced safety measures to avoid the spread of COVID-19. But that's not what our hidden cameras caught here at this busy Meineke shop in Brooklyn. Watch as the mechanic puts his dirty hands all over the steering wheel. His face mask is on his chin, and his nose and mouth are fully exposed. A service advisor uses a tissue to protect herself, but her face mask is down below her chin.
Those images are shocking.
NYU professor Dr. Jack Karavanis is a leading expert on public health.
The workers working on the vehicle must be wearing a mask, covering the steering wheel with plastic, covering the seats, and using every precaution to prevent contamination of that vehicle.
Next worry, are the repairs actually being done?
Thank you.
Look what happened at this service station on Long Island, where they charged us $130 for an oil change and a new filter. The mechanic puts our car up on a lift, drains the oil, but guess what? He never touched the filter. How do we know for sure?
Right there is our Inside Edition logo.
How are you, sir?
I paid them a return visit.
But is there a reason why you wouldn't change the oil filter?
I make a mistake if I don't change it, because I always change the filter.
I would think so.
And the owner of the shop says it was an honest mistake. He refunded us the cost of the oil filter. Meineke has not returned our calls for comment. When we come back, secrets about items you use every day that just might have you saying, I never knew that. Have you ever looked at something and wondered, what in the world is that for? Well, we're here to tell you.
Have you ever wondered why your microwave oven has all those black dots on the window? Or that hole in the pen cap? What the heck is that for? We're talking to lifestyle expert Trey Bodge to learn all the answers. First up, the black dots on the microwave.
It's designed to prevent electromagnetic energy from escaping the microwave and protects you from radiation.
That little hole in the pen cap, it can actually save your life.
It's a safety precaution. In case a child or an adult swallows the pen, the air allows air to go through so they don't suffocate.
Notice those blocks of color on toothpaste tubes? Contrary to internet rumor, red does not mean natural ingredients, and black does not mean all chemicals.
It's actually a marker for the machines when they're manufacturing to know when to cut and fold the piece.
I have noticed this little concave circle on milk cartons. What the heck is that for?
It's for structural integrity. So when you drop it, if that wasn't there, the milk would explode. But when you drop it, this pops out and it allows it to stay intact.
You know, we had to check for ourselves. From this distance, it worked.
Let's see. It didn't explode. And look at that. There's the dimple.
At the supermarket, check these out. They are actually designed to hang bags from if you don't want the contents being crushed by other bags. Hey, I didn't know that. What about margins on lined paper? They actually have an interesting history.
It was originally designed to protect what was written from rats nibbling on the edges of the paper.
What? Who knew?
Moving on to hangers.
No wire hangers ever!
Maybe she had a point.
Cedar hangers have a practical purpose. They contain natural oils to help repel moths to keep your clothing safe.
Now you know.
And when we come back, a new way to share baby news. Finally today, it's game day with a twist.
It's not your average game of hangman.
B.
No.
We E.
Yes.
Emmett's wife, Megan, is trying to tell him something.
Are you kidding me? P?
Yes!
What?
Congratulations,
no
Dad.
No way! Woo! Number two, baby!
Way more fun than Wheel of Fortune. And that is Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.